Hey friends.
How's it going?
So today we are sharing Aaron and Jared's Ohio wedding.
That's right. We travel nationally. Is that right? We travel.
It's nationally.
That's right. Yeah. We travel nationally.
Or internationally. That's, if you or internationally.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
You just let us know.
Yeah. We'll be there. We'll be there. Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know that we have enough time to talk about how many things I loved about this wedding.
Yes.
I mean, we're the ones that decide how long this goes, but we don't have enough time.
No.
The time doesn't exist.
I would 100% agree with you.
Hey friends, we are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think, and follow us on Instagram at Michael and Laura Photography.
Good job, man.
Thanks.
So Aaron was a bridesmaid for a wedding that we shot a while ago, Alex and Chalner's wedding. Aaron is based in Virginia Beach, but Jared's family actually lives in Ohio, which is why we traveled there.
But the interesting thing that I think is he didn't grow up there. They're not from there.
No, they're not from
there. It's
Ohio.
Just one of them moved and then another one moved.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I was like, what's in Ohio? Is this going to be fun? It was a really cool town.
Yeah, it was Troy. Yeah.
Troy, Ohio is a really cool town. We went to a bunch of different, I think we tried all their restaurants.
Most of them.
We didn't have the kids. It was essentially a vacation.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was.
We slept all the way through the night without a newborn waking us up. And we went to restaurants without little kids screaming. And it was past 6 p.m.
Let's say little kids that were hanging around with us. They're not always screaming. Right?
Our kids are good.
Yeah.
Anywho, Aaron and Jared.
Yes.
So their wedding just had, I can't even tell you the amount of personal details that they included.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the biggest thing is that it took place at Jared's brother's and his sister-in-law's farm.
Yeah.
It's a farm, right?
Yeah, it's a farm.
It's their house and they've got corn.
Yeah,
farm.
They grow, yeah, and they have chickens just like we do, but
and
they
rabbits.
Have a lot of chickens, yeah, and a couple.
Anyways, they worked hard to make this just the most, like, beautiful setting for Aaron and Jared to get married. And then on top of that, they just included an insane amount of really personal details that just made it so them and so unique and so fun.
Yeah, I like, some of the details are so, like, I don't know that I would say valuable, but, like, very precious, and they must have traveled with them. Aaron must have traveled with them to Ohio.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
She had,
I wasn't like, with you for a second.
She had a lot of old photos there. She had, like, was it her grandmother's and grandfather's original, like, signed
I think it was her
great-grandmother's
marriage license.
Great-grandmother's marriage license.
And the purse that she used on her wedding day.
Yeah.
She had a part of her grandmother's dress and a necklace that her mother had worn.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it just went on and on.
Yeah.
But what I thought was so sweet is she got ready at Jared's mom's house, and they had, like, set up a bridal suite for her and just put all these old pictures of past family weddings all over the room. And it just made it feel so special, even in the getting ready room.
Yeah.
But then that kind of just, like, continued throughout the entire day.
Yeah.
And it was just so fun.
Yeah.
What was your favorite, like, personal detail? You want me to say mine?
Yeah, you say yours.
Okay. The charcuterie boards.
Oh, yeah, that was cute.
So Jared's best friend handmade 25 charcuterie boards that were branded with Aaron and Jared's name and wedding date on them.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, were they, like, really cool boards, and then also it made charcuterie be available on every single table, which is obviously a plus. But after dinner, when the boards were removed, they took them, washed them, and then brought them back out as a gift for all the guests.
Yeah.
So each family that was there got to take one of the boards home with them.
Yeah.
And, like, what an awesome favor.
That's a really
to
cool
take
favor.
Away from a wedding. Like, I would use that.
Yeah, all the time.
Loved it.
Yeah. I would have to say that I really liked their rings. They had I can't remember what they called, but it's
puzzle
like it's
rings.
Like yeah, puzzle, that's what it was. It was a puzzle ring. So it's like a number of different bands that all make into one ring.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually something that Jared's dad and mom did for their own wedding.
Yeah. And so I loved how, like, into it Jared was, and it was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was like three bands that were intertwined, and Jared's dad, who actually perform the ceremony. Mm-hmm. He was like the officiant for them, like explained how like important it was to them and that it was cool that they had it too. And I just thought that that was really sweet.
Yeah. Jared's dad, like cried like 7 times.
I think
they were all crying the whole time, but it was,
yeah, they kept joking that the Walker men are like,
yeah,
saps.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
They were all like so many tears.
There were a lot of tears. Yeah. And then I think another highlight was that, if you follow our Instagram, you'll know that I actually forgot to bring a bow tie. And if this speaks anything to like the family and how these people are and how open, you know, wonderful. They are and wonderful they are, Bo, which is Jared's dad, lent me one of his bow ties for the wedding.
Oh yeah, he brought you like 5.
Yeah,
for you to pick
from. Yeah, exactly.
That was the first thing we walked in. Aaron was like, Bo, go get some ties for Michael. and so he got to wear his signature bow tie all day, which is so cute. Okay, I have another favorite thing. And there's I don't even know if you know about this one.
Mm.
They did communion at their ceremony.
Yeah.
And the cup that they used was like a family heirloom from Aaron's side. But the bread that they used was from the sourdough starter that Aaron and Jared made together at the very beginning of their relationship, at the beginning of COVID.
Really?
So, like, in the midst of COVID, when everybody's like, what the heck do we do? And we all made sourdough. Actually,
Aaron
we
and
did
Jared,
it.
We did. I think we did.
No, we didn't.
We did?
We didn't do. We used somebody else's sourdough starter, but we didn't make it. Anyways, when everybody was doing this, that's when Aaron and Jared first started their relationship, and they used that sourdough starter to make the sourdough bread for their communion. And I think that's so freaking adorable. I don't even think that the guests that were at the wedding know.
Yeah, there's no way
all of the things that went into it.
There's no way that, like, not even, I don't even think Aaron and Jared have all the details that they know, because there were other details that their family members brought in.
Yeah,
you know,
right?
It was just like personal touches galore.
Okay. And then I think we need to talk about like the biggest one.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Aaron made her wedding dress.
Yeah. Like from start to finish. Like, you
she
know,
made it.
Here's something that doesn't exist and now it exists.
Like she just made it.
Yeah. And her grandmother helped.
And her grandmother helped her. And she used parts of Alex's, the bride that we talked
past
about
brides.
That we shot her wedding, part of her dress.
Her belt.
To make her dress. And I just like the amount of things that went into this day, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I don't think I would have been able to keep up with all the things, you know? Like,
yeah.
I would have, and to speak again to Aaron and how amazing she is, Jared had part of the reason why, you know, he was deployed, and so he actually ordered shirts, white shirts for him, and they arrived the day before the wedding.
Yeah.
And Aaron, after the rehearsal dinner, was on her sewing machine and
tailoring
Jared's shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like...
What?
Yeah.
And we thought
we did a lot of things for our wedding,
I thought we
right?
did do a lot of
we
things.
We didn't do
but
nothing.
But then I met Aaron, and I everything's different now. Okay, a few more. I just got to, like, rapid fire
go for it.
Because,
yeah, go for it.
Okay, their dog came, and she was adorable.
Claire, adorable.
Claire, who was also featured on the S'mores tag that that her... I think it was a family friend, an aunt, made little tags for the s'mores that had like a graphic of Claire's face on it. And they were so cute. They had a big like LED light up sign that said the Walkers in the middle of the barn. That was awesome. Jared's brother, who owned the barn, made their altar out of like copper pipe, which was so cool. I mean, just on and on.
Yeah. Regardless, their photos don't do justice to how amazing it was. I have to say that. But we hope you guys enjoy a few of our favorites.
Congrats, you guys.